Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're going to talk Fredericksburg Area Museum this morning, and we have lots to talk about. Melanie Johnson back with us. Melanie, good morning.
Good
Welcome.
Morning. Thanks for having me, Tim.
And Melanie is here. Tim, Ted, whichever you settle on will be fine this hour, because we're good. And Dalton Bond is with us, the membership and facility rental coordinator. Hi, Dalton. Welcome.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
Well, good to have you here. We'll get talking to you in a bit. Melanie, as the show goes on, we're gonna talk about a lot of different events and things, but it's always busy at the museum, but especially once we hit spring, things really get going.
Exactly. Once it's warm enough to be outside in Market Square, we really are hitting the ground running this spring and summer with different events and programming. As you know, we rent out Market Square for kind of public, you know, facility rentals, and so that's picking up now with weddings, and we've got our own events happening with Sounds of Summer just around the corner, starting in June 1st. So we're happy to have that back this year. But yeah, with walking tours, you know, we work with Scott Walker and the Hallowed Ground Tours. So for our members, one great perk is free walking tours every Saturday. So that has officially started, which is wonderful. So that runs all the way through October. But yeah, now that the weather is nice, fingers crossed, no more, you know, random snow
here
and there. We're using Market Square as much as we can, and really we're really getting out there. So.
It doesn't seem that long ago that we did, it seemed like a lot of shows where it was you and Sarah and, you know, just a quiet museum as you kind of, you know, worked on the future. When you think about it, the last year has really been a whirlwind and things are changing.
It really has, yeah. And, you know, Facebook gives you those memories, you know, through on
I bet you have had some interesting ones.
Yeah, this past weekend it was interesting. We saw all of our photos from the grand reopening, which was last weekend, you know, last year.
A year ago.
And so it's amazing to think about all the things that have happened in such a short period of time. You know, all of our gallery spaces are open now, and Sarah and I are working on sort of the refresher of all of our exhibits that are currently.
Yeah, after a year.
Yeah, and looking at what's happening in the next 18 months, you know, with new exhibits coming and really changing out different stories featured. You know, we've got our World of Flame, A Hometown in Two World Wars. So our World War I and World War II gallery is going to get a little bit of a facelift, but that runs through the end of the year. So a lot of different things happening inside and outside. But yeah, it's amazing to think it's been a year now of having our doors open.
Well, and just even at the real basic level, Melanie, when for years it was the Fredericksburg Area Museum and Cultural Center, and you shortened that just to make at the Fredericksburg Area Museum, which really makes a lot of sense because it really is. You're focusing on, it's a Fredericksburg museum.
Yeah, it really is. And I think today, you know, the word museum, it implies a cultural center. You know, so many museums do lecture series and different sort of other, you know, cultural events, bringing in different speakers and education programs, that sort of thing. And, you know, Higashi Glazer Design did our new logo and sort of rebranded us. And it's been amazing. I think I haven't heard anything negative about it. It's been really great to have that sort of new look and new feel and a fresh take on our organization sort of as a whole. And it really speaks to where we are. We love using hashtags now. You know, we're definitely utilizing social media as much as we can. And FAM, you know, Fredericksburg Area Museum, works really well with, you know, FAM, family, and really sort of spreading our message of being a family institution and something that speaks to all of Fredericksburg, each kind of community within our region.
Yeah, no, I was just downtown last week and walking by there and thinking how in the last year and a half, just the museum building, the Old Town Hall, has really come alive. in a way that I don't think it ever has been before. Even when it's always been, it's been the museum now for a number of years.
Yeah, almost 30 years.
Yeah. And you go back to Ed Watson and all the great things he did. Mm-hmm. But I think just sort of this new emphasis is there's just a lot of energy right now in that building.
There is, yeah. And, you know, kind of like I mentioned, Higashi Glazer Design helped us with some banners. And so we've really, we've taken this building that's been there for, you know, since 1816 and really brought it into 2018 with some banners and just bringing a little bit more life to it, I think. A new energy, I should say. It's been really exciting to see kind of it transform into sort of a very, you know, basic staple in our community to a really lively, you know, space.
Yeah.
And people coming in and out. And I think that's even the case from moving the entrance from where the Rose Garden was to the front. It's historic. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, mm-hmm. that it might seem like a small thing, mm-hmm. but I think going in the front door and knowing that that's the front door that, you know, that for hundreds of years people, you know, went in and out of. I think that was a big deal.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, it definitely threw us for a loop in designing the space.
Yeah.
But it's been really wonderful. And the city of Fredericksburg has been wonderful with helping us kind of with maintenance and upkeep. And there were certainly some new additions that needed to occur with just, you know, utilizing the space as much as we are. And recently we had an update with our offices even. And so the city's helped with that tremendously. So we can't thank them enough for all of their help. But yeah, it's really great to see so many people coming in and out of that Princess Anne Street entrance and really being able to bring a lot of life and energy into that space. So it's been wonderful the past year.
And this being a Monday, mm-hmm. Monday's kind of a special day always at the museum.
It is. It's Museum Monday, so we have free admission all day. We're open 10 to 5. So if you're looking for something to do today, come on and pop into the museum. But every Monday is free, which is wonderful. It's something we tried to implement so that we can get people who maybe, you know, maybe the admission price discourages them from coming, or maybe they have a large family, mm-hmm. a big group. So we really wanted to have one day where it was free so we could open our doors to any and everyone. So, keep that in mind. If not this Monday, of course, next Monday and anytime this year.
And if you work downtown and maybe during your lunch hour,
exactly,
go by and just walk around. I think you'll be really, and you'll be pleasantly surprised. The exhibits are all really, really interesting.
Yeah, thanks. I am really proud of all of the work that, you know, we've done, and all of our volunteer help for sure has been amazing. You know, our front desk, our admissions is all volunteer run. So that's been a big kind of strain on us to get volunteers, you know, to work that area. But yeah, it's been a labor of love for sure. And like you said, if you're available for lunch, pop in or anytime today between 10 and 5.
You can go in at lunch and just spend a little bit, spend 15 minutes there and just look around the building. And you will be surprised. And there really are some very cool things there. And we'll get into some of the things you will see at the museum and some of the changes coming up this morning. We're talking Fredericksburg Area Museum. Melody Johnson, Dalton Bond here. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubert.
Melanie Johnson, Dalton Bond here. We're talking Fredericksburg Area Museum this morning. FAMVA.org is the website. There's also a great Facebook page that will keep you up to date on what's going on with the Fredericksburg Area Museum. Dalton, you are our membership and a facility rental coordinator, and yes. That would look good on a business card and an office door. So
definitely,
I don't know if you have either, but it would look good.
Yeah.
How'd you get hooked up with the museum?
So when I was, I believe, a sophomore, no, junior. When I was a junior, I started interning with the museum because I had heard a lot about it. And I started in collections when they had kind of moved everything over into the town hall building and kind of needed help reshelving it and putting everything in the database. So I helped with that, and then I loved it so much, I asked if I could stay on for a second internship, which they let me do, which was great, and I did visitor services for that one. And then after that one ended, I was offered a part-time job to help them work Saturdays. And I did a little bit of visitor services stuff for them still. And then kind of facility rentals started coming up again, and they kind of gave that to me, which is really great, and it's been a really good experience. And then I started helping with membership a little bit to just kind of relieve some of the pressure on other staff members.
So you do a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's what happens in a small museum.
No, it isn't. It's really, Melanie, it sort of reminds me of your story, right place, right time.
Yeah, it's exactly kind of my story, but just fast forward, you know, 6 years. And it's been great. You know, Dalton's wonderful. Anything we throw at him, he's willing and able to do, which is great, because we do have a really small staff. And so there are a lot of hats that we wear. You know, Dalton might be doing a wedding in Market Square one day and helping with, you know, recruiting volunteers the next. And so it's the whole spectrum of different sort of tasks.
Which is really a great thing, because eventually as things grow, you'll be able to grow along and settle into what you like.
Right, right. And it's been really good learning a bunch of different aspects of museum work and getting to know a bunch of different people and how everything works. It's just been a really good experience.
Well, and Melanie, we've talked about this before, just about how, and in the last segment we talked a little bit about just, you know, the whole museum structure and how people look at museums is changing. And in a way, you two are great examples of being young and available and flexible, and have been able to really play a big part in the reshaping of this museum.
Yeah, 100%. You know, I feel, and I think I've said this before on, you know, your show, that I feel really lucky that I've been able to be sort of on the ground level of rebuilding and working with Sarah and the University of Mary Washington, their Small Business Development Center, on rewriting our mission and our vision and sort of pushing us into the future and a new direction, and kind of understanding what role museums play. And I would encourage anyone who's interested in going into the museum field to really do kind of like what Dalton did, and take different internships and figure out if it's something that you like, because it's so hard to really understand all of the different roles and departments that museums, even as small, you know, sort of as ours, is there are really sort of defining things in each department, and you may find that you love it or you may find that you hate it. Really getting out there and volunteering with organizations and interning is the best opportunity I think anyone who's thinking about going into the museum field can do. And like I said, that's what I did, and I was fortunate enough to be on sort of at the right place in the right time, like you mentioned.
So, Dalton, you're going to, a few weeks from now, you're graduating at UMW?
Yeah, on May 12th. May 12th, I'll be finished with my undergrad.
Yay!
Did you ever, when you walked into Mary Washington on the first day 4 years ago, was this something you were kind of interested in or thinking about, or not really?
So, I had always enjoyed museums, but I had never once even thought of doing it in my professional career. I was a theater major. That's what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And then I kind of realized that wasn't really my thing anymore. And I'm actually a classical archaeology major. So Yeah, so it's history related. And then I have a museum studies minor, so they kind of go hand in hand in that respect. But yeah, I took a class, and then I learned about museum studies, and then I learned that, you know, I had connections in the Fredericksburg region at museum, so I just kind of worked my way in there.
And your family, they're all thinking, wow, at least he's got something to do now that he's getting out of college, because that is always the big thing of wanting to get something.
Exactly. Yeah, it was a lot of stress for a while, but it's definitely making things a little bit easier.
Well, and it's interesting, Melanie, that as we mentioned, I mean, you slowly but surely, the museum is starting to, you know, it's been back up on its feet, but you're starting to take more than just baby steps.
Yeah, and we're, you know, like you mentioned, we've been open now on a full-time basis for a year, so we're starting to develop those demographics and stats, you know, all those statistics that really help us, you know, in the future guide which direction we go in. And Dalton's been very helpful with sort of building up those statistics as well for us. And we're really looking at who our audience is, who, you know, who we are serving, how we can serve them, and what role we can play, you know, in their lives and in the community. So it's been really interesting trying to, you know, work with different organizations and community members to sort of push our vision, you know, forward.
Yeah.
And really taking those words that go down on paper for a mission statement and using them and actually implementing and doing that on a daily basis. So it's been really great so far. We're really excited about sort of the path that we're down and excited to see what other doors open and what other organizations we can partner with.
There are a lot of things coming up, and we're going to get into that as we go along this morning. But one of the things that you do, Dalton, is membership. And members are important. That's what's, you know, going to ultimately help the museum grow. And as Melanie mentioned, there are a lot of benefits to being a member of the Frederiksberg Area Museum. And there's different levels.
Yeah. So we've got how many levels is it?
Five, I think, right now.
Five.
Five, and then a lifetime, I think, is where we're at. Yep.
Yeah. And each level kind of has their own. They have a base set of benefits that you get from it, and then each. Further up, each one has its own little little extra added on to it. So you get, you know, benefits like being a part of the Time Travelers Network, which gets you kind of discounted rates at other museums. You get free entrance to a few museum events. You get a free drink at some of our events where that happens. And just some things like that. Our larger memberships have a little added benefits like having a cocktail party for you and 10 people. That's one of our higher ones. So there's a bunch of different levels and good things that happen with each one.
And if you go to famva.org, that's all listed. That's all listed there. And you know, Melanie, as you talk about, for, you know, if, especially if you're someone who's connected or wants to stay connected to the community, this is a great way to do it. You get some of the benefits. You get to. But you're helping the museum, ultimately.
Yeah, exactly. Ultimately, that's sort of the most important part of being a member, is that you're supporting this community institution, and that, you know, yes, there are many benefits, but it's really what keeps our doors open and helps, you know, pay for Dalton and I and the light bill. And
right,
that
to
sort
grow.
Of thing. Exactly.
To grow what you do.
Exactly.
Because I remember when it was... just you and Sarah coming in and talking about, you know, we're hoping to do this, we're hoping to do that, and you're able to do that and now continue, and have been able to just because of
members. And members really, you know, for us, they're ambassadors, and it our best publicity tool, our best recruitment tool is just members themselves. So we are really fortunate to have a great member base, and people who are members tell their neighbors and their friends how great being a member is. And so, you know, that's been really helpful for us, where we haven't really been, you know, as actively recruiting members as, you know, we may have been in years past. That will change this summer with Sounds of Summer. That'll be a big focus. But we're open, and we're, you know, ready to start that sort of membership drive again.
Sounds of Summer, you mentioned that. That's one of the big things you do. Describe what that is, because that's the Friday night concerts in Market Square, right?
Yep, that's every Friday night during the summer from June 1st through September 28th. So this year we actually extended it through the end of September. It's four additional weeks, which is great. From 7 to 9 p.m., like I said, every Friday night, it's different music that we have. We'll have... a band set up, and we've got a couple different arts organizations that will be on hand also doing some children's crafts and kind of promoting themselves as artists. So we're really trying to bring the community in on that. It's just about 100% volunteer, you know, manned those nights. We have to have roughly 10, I think, or 12 volunteers each Friday night. So it's huge for us. But we, you know, we sell drinks, and it's a great way for the community to kind of enjoy some live music and local artists, but also get involved and learn more about the museum. So on first Fridays, we have the building open so people can come in and take a look at our exhibits as well. But really, it's a big engagement piece for us. And we'd really hope that everybody in the area can come out and join us on Friday nights.
Well, and you've got the lineup is always a very varied, depending what you, and even if you don't like a certain type of music, I think you're going to get into it just because, boy, especially during the summer. I mean, Market Square can sometimes be just packed on a Friday night, and it's a great experience.
Yeah, it's really wonderful. We've got everything from, you know, country and rock to reggae and some classical music. So it's a little bit of everything for everyone. You know, it's a very family-friendly event, you know, dog-friendly if your dogs are nice. But yeah, it's a great way to get out and be downtown, you know, go have dinner at a restaurant, pop in, listen to some music, you know, pop into another shop and do some shopping. So we really like to bring, you know, that community together. And, you know, last year we would have 500 plus people at some of those concerts. So it's a really great way to, you know, push people to businesses just as much as it is to push people to the museum.
Yeah. No, it is a great thing to see Market Square so alive, mm-hmm. like it's been for the last few years. And I know to make Sounds of Summer work, you've got a number of sponsors who really step up for that event.
Yeah, we do. So this year, Access Eye Center is our presenting sponsor. So they've been wonderful to work with. And we have a number of others, including 718 Venue, Woodcock & Associates, Citizens Bank, Radley Chevrolet, the Fraternal Order of the Eagles, and Mr. Cedric Rucker. In addition, we also have the Rotary Clubs that help with volunteers, which is huge, because like I mentioned, it's sometimes 12 people per concert, which is a lot of manpower, and we really rely on our volunteer kind of core and then other people who we can recruit to help with that. But yeah, Access Eye Center is our presenting this year. They've been hugely supportive. They have helped us with working with Higashi Glazer as well, and sort of, you know, that connection with rebranding. Michelle Mansouri is on our board, and she's been wonderful. So we're very thankful for all of their help.
Starts Sounds of Summer starts June 1st.
June 1st, yeah.
So, and then that'll be a first Friday. So there'll be lots going on downtown and over there by the museum.
Yep, that's right. We can't wait.
Melanie Johnson here, Dalton Bond. We're talking Fredericksburg Area Museum, famva.org. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll talk more about some events coming up in the next little bit at the Fredericksburg Area Museum. We'll be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is the Fredericksburg Area Museum this morning with Melanie Johnson and Dalton Bond. We're talking about all the things going on at the Fredericksburg Area Museum. One of the things coming up just, I guess, in a couple of weeks now, Melanie, is Cinco de Mayo is almost here.
It is almost here. And so we're bringing back, last year we did a really fun event. We had a great live band and had soup and taco with food in Market Square. So it was great. Unfortunately, the weather was awful, and this is a rain or shine event. So.
You ran into that a lot last year, didn't you, with events? Because I remember the grand opening was just a rainy mess.
It was so,
and you had a lot of stuff outside planned for that. Although you had tents.
We do, yeah. So, you know, with our limited space indoors, Market Square is really our largest venue, and so that's where we have the majority of our events. And Sarah jokes that it's her fault because she, you know, brings rain all the time. So we can just blame it on Sarah if we want.
That's what happened, because I forgot about that. That, yeah, Cinco de Mayo again, that was a Friday night last year.
Yeah, it was first Friday.
Yeah.
And, you know, so promising. And it was a great turnout. Everyone still had a great time. We danced in the rain, and it was still a lot of fun. But we're, you know, hoping for much better weather this year. And so we'll have a band, and it's free for all of our members, and it's just a $5 admission for sort of the general public. But we're going to do some sort of dancing lessons in Council Chamber with Strictly Ballroom during the day.
That's interesting, yeah, that you're doing that. So because I don't know anything, and if I want to be able to have a few moves.
Exactly. You gotta learn.
Yeah.
So starting, I think, at 4:30. Yep. 4:30, we have a beginner class. 5 o'clock, an intermediate, and then at 5:30, we've got sort of an advanced challenge class that'll be for our experts, or maybe you'll be an expert by that time. And so, Strictly Ballroom is being is offering this to the public, and all of the money that's raised for the classes goes to them to support them as well. So they've been great as a sponsor this year, and we're really looking forward to bringing back Soup and Taco for food this year again, and we'll have some margaritas for sale, but the music will be great, and it's Saturday, so it should be pretty lively downtown as well.
Yeah,
for shopping and dinner as well.
So at 4:30, I would be at the beginner class.
Yes, I would too. I'm not a dancer.
5 o'clock intermediate, and then again 5:30 the advanced, and
it's drop in, so you don't have to make a reservation or anything. If you want to kind of reserve your seat or your spot, you can email me or email info@famcc.org and just say, hey, I want to take a class. Can you reserve space for me and my friends, or just me, whatever? And I can definitely make sure that happens. But otherwise, you can just pop in, day of, and say you want to take a class. And then if you end up doing a class, then you get free admission into the event as well. So kind of more incentives.
So it all works.
Yeah, it's all.
It all works. Again, Cinco de Mayo. That's Saturday the 5th from 6 to 9. And you're right. It will be a happening place. One of the things, because you mentioned City Council Chambers. That's the third floor up there, and usually it's interesting because every year this is a city council election year, and so the new council will be sworn in up there, and so you kind of change things around up there every other year.
We do, yeah. So that's our largest sort of indoor space, and we like to keep it as open as possible for different events and sort of our art gallery, if you will. So we'll have a lot of pieces on the walls in that space, but no real large cases taking up any of the floor space. But like you mentioned, it's a city council election year, so when city council gets sworn in, we bring in the old desks that the city has. They'll bring them in and set up that space, and that's a really great tradition that we're really proud of continuing. Every other year, city council still gets sworn in that same space. So the building that we're located in, for anyone who doesn't already know, is the historic town hall building. So third floor is the historic council chamber for that building. So
after July 1st, when council is sworn in, then do you kind of make it back into you'll start putting exhibits up again up there?
Yeah,
and all that,
we kind of reset that space.
Yeah.
Leading up to the city council swearing in, we have this great children's art show called Monster Mashup that's going in that space. And then after the city council gets sworn in, that comes down, and then we'll put up an exhibit on our propaganda posters, which plays into the second floor's World of Flame exhibit. So that'll go back up, and then in the fall there'll be another exhibit that rolls through. So we try to do something every 6 months, but obviously city council swearing in, that's something that will always remain, and we have to kind of adjust our schedule around that. So so that's the plan for that space so far.
You mentioned Monster Mashup. Describe what that is, because that is that will be open to the public beginning May 5th.
It will. So we're doing a special opening reception for First Friday on May 4th, and that'll be from 5 to 8 p.m. And Monster Mashup is a really fun program. I think this is the third year, if I'm not mistaken. We work with Tammy Hedge with Hedgerow Art, and she organizes this wonderful show where they partner with Humercer Elementary School, so kindergartners and I think first graders maybe. They create sort of works of art that are little monsters. And then she recruits professional artists and adult artists, in the area to take and reimagine those sort of monster figures into their own sort of medium. So whether they're pottery or paintings. And so there's a kindergartner version, first grade version, and a professional artist version. And so those two side by side exist in council chamber for about a month or so. It's a wonderful event, and sponsored by the Davises, Mr. and Mrs. Kenneth Davis, and Kiwanis Club. So they're kind of putting it on for our opening reception on May 4th. So it's free and open to the public. Anyone and everyone is invited to attend. It's a really fun show, and you know, we like to get the schools involved, obviously, as much as possible. And this is a great way that we do that.
I like it. Not that you were looking for my approval on it, but I like that
head
idea.
Head stamp of approval. I like it. Okay.
I like it. Now, Dalton, when we talk about, you mentioned one of the other part of your title is the facility rental coordinator. What are some of the ways people have rented out the museum?
Yeah. So we have two kind of big venue spaces. One of those is our council chamber, which is where Monster Mashup is.
Mm-hmm.
Even if we have the propaganda posters or Monster Mashup in there, the space is still available to rent, and that's for smaller parties. We've had cocktail parties up there. One of our big ones this past December was we had holiday parties up there, which is a really big hit. And we've had dance performers get ready up there in the square. We've had people rent both of them at the same time as kind of a staging area. Market Square, we've had so many different types of events. Weddings are huge out there. It's a beautiful space to do that.
Yeah.
Weddings and receptions all at the same time. We've had concerts out there, obviously. We've had people do big meeting spaces, vigils. Churches have rented it for services, things like that. And you can rent those either by emailing me, and I can send you a rental packet that has all of our information on it. Our website, famba.org, also has information there. Or you can even just give the museum a call, and they'll get you to me.
And I guess one of the great things of working with the museum and with you, if someone's got an idea, you know, sit down and run it by you and see if you can figure something out.
Yeah, yeah. Even though those are the events that we've done, we're open to doing whatever our possible rental client would like to do. The spaces are open, and they're really up for interpretation. And I'm more than willing to work with you to figure out how we can make your vision come to life.
I'm sure with both of you. I mean, no two days are alike, and you never know what you're going to be doing. But this is a great spot to have something like, you know, just the ones you've mentioned. And someone may have another idea of something that's going on, whether it's a family reunion or something that they want to do down there. And what a great place to do it with all the history and all the everything that is there.
Right, right. And that's what I've heard from some of our clients is that it's a great central spot, and it's a great spot if you enjoy history to be able to kind of bring your event into the fold of Fredericksburg and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because and Market Square, Melanie, how many does that – because it would seem like that holds quite a few people.
It does, yeah. We actually just went kind of through with the city on capacity. What am I trying to say there? Finding out the capacity of that space.
It really
depends on the layout and the setup of the square.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, we've had 500 people for a concert. As long as, you know, things are laid out in an appropriate way and you're not blocking any exits, you know, permanently or anything like that, it's really flexible. And so you can have anything from an event with 25 people, you know, to 500 people. So it's a great space. It's a lot of flexibility. And, you know, I know that Dalton works with a lot of other nonprofits, and we do have discounted rates for them as well for renting out that space. So really our plan, our vision with that space is just getting people in it and using it. And, you know, the city put some great picnic benches in there. And so we get people, you know, on their lunch break now that the weather is nice using that space. So it's just good to see people there and life, and it's a great space.
And I heard, I think that was a spot, Dalton, over the holidays that some area businesses, you know, did holiday parties at the museum.
Yeah, they really enjoyed our upstairs area. We actually had a group rent it for the parade, and we kind of opened our blinds on the third floor, and they were able to look at it down there, and they also were able to stand on our front steps to watch the parade. So that was a really good spot to have that.
Yeah, this year we have kind of an exciting announcement that we'll make. Is the museum is working on developing a holiday market and market square in December. So more details to come on that, but that'll be a weekend-long event with different vendors and kind of taking that traditional German holiday market idea and bringing it to Fredericksburg, which will be really nice. So, that's more details to come
more
on that.
More details to come, Well, we mentioned at the beginning just the change, and at the time it seemed like just a different kind of change. When you move the front door to the front of the building. But I remember the first time I walked in and just to actually walk right into the museum and have it all right there. It just sort of changed the whole atmosphere of everything.
It did. And you know, trying to kind of with that idea of reinterpreting, you know, our new vision, I guess, and trying to create a space that does look new and fresh, and our galleries are all updated, that moving the entrance to the historic front entrance, really, it was a small change, but it had a huge impact, I think, on the visitor's experience, because you do walk in and it does look completely different than coming in on the first floor with all the sandstone. It's a little bit darker down there, and it serves as a great backdrop for our collection storage facility that's, you know, on that space. Yeah. But, you know, for a visitor coming in, you kind of like the bright and the light and, you know, the kind of liveliness that the second floor has.
Yeah, you go in and you're there. You just feel like you're in the museum.
Exactly.
You walk in and you're there. The other thing is I've seen a number of people, when you walk by there, getting their pictures taken by the Lincoln Steps.
Yep.
That are out there. They're right there, off of William Street.
Yep. And so those are from the National Bank building where Foodie is now. So those were put into the Rose Garden right on the corner of Princess Anne and William Street. And that area is getting a lot of use as well, which is great to see. And there's a wonderful sort of marker there that talks about the history of the steps and why they are where they are now and that sort of thing. So, we're really happy to be able to have all these different kind of assets that we can put out in the community and people can take advantage of them.
FamVA.org, the website for the Fredericksburg Area Museum. Melanie Johnson, Dalton Bond here. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Fredericksburg's home for talk done right. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubert.
Melanie Johnson, Dalton Bond here. We're talking Fredericksburg Area Museum this morning, famva.org, the website. Dalton is the membership and facility rental coordinator. And again, Dalton, for if I want to become a member of the Fredericksburg Area Museum, how do I do that?
Yeah, so we have information on our website, like we said earlier. You can do it. You can come into the museum and we can process your membership payment right there. We've also got membership cards at the front desk of our museum that you can fill out, and we'll get all of that processed for you. And you can, of course, contact myself or Melanie Johnson, and we can get you that information.
And there's all different levels that I can join at, and you get different perks with different levels, and see what best fits you and become a member.
Right. Yeah. There's all the different levels suit various types. We have family, individual, and then of course higher levels than that as well.
One of the things I didn't ask you, and I'm sorry I waited so long. Here's the thing I never warned you about. Whole museum, is there a certain exhibit? Is there a certain artifact that's your favorite?
Oh gosh, that's hard. I love all of it. I think one of my favorite spots is definitely Pleasures Past. When I did my first internship, that was kind of the biggest project that I helped work on. And I really also enjoy the colors, and it really livens up the space down there. So I think that might be one of my top picks.
I've never asked you that, Melanie. What's your favorite?
Well, I think I would have to agree with Dalton, because that was my baby that I worked on with Dalton. I really like the open storage collection area, which is Pleasures Pass is kind of around that. And I think the first floor, just in general, I mean, the whole building is amazing, because it's, you know, different areas have their certain quirks and things like that. But the first floor with the sandstone arches and just the history of it being an open air market, I think it's very cool. So I really enjoy the first floor.
Yeah. I don't know if it's being shown, because I haven't been over there for a little while. But the to me, the whites only sign to look at that and know that it wasn't that long ago that was in use. Just and to see one that was really, it's not in a picture, it's real. And that's where the Fredericksburg Area Museum has just so many of those kind of artifacts from all, you know, from all ages and times that represent Fredericksburg.
Yeah, we have from the beginning, you know, Native American history all the way up to our most recent acquisition was, you know, like a white Black Lives Matter poster from the local rally here. So really, we're still collecting, you know, history's still happening, you know. So we're all of Fredericksburg's history, and we're really proud to be that to kind of showcase for all different aspects of our history.
FAMVA.org is the website, and like we said, we mentioned some of these events coming up, and these and different things. You'll see the different levels if you're a member of things you get. But with a lot of these things, you get you get perks on some of the events that will be taking place this summer.
Yep, that's correct. Everything's on our website. Kind of spells everything out, but there is a benefit, or there is a level for everyone. So take a look, and obviously we're happy to help with any kind of question you have on membership or the museum, some of our exhibits, anything you'd like to see. We're really receptive to any sort of comments the public has, and we're available all the time.
Sounds of Summer starts on June 1st, Saturday the 5th, that is 6 to 9. It's a Cinco de Mayo. Second Saturday is one of the things. That's a kids program, isn't it?
It's free. It's a one-hour program from 11 to 12 on the second Saturday of each month. And so this month it's May 12th, and we're going to create a nice little Mother's Day gift. So kids can come in and do a cute craft and get into our galleries, see the spaces, and then be able to take something home for a Mother's Day gift.
We talked membership, Dalton. It's one of the things that you do. Also the facility rental coordinator. If I do have an idea for something, I guess one of the things, just make sure that you get with you as soon as I can.
Yes. Yeah. We do have a calendar of all of the events that we have going on. And before we really get into all of the nitty gritty of events and stuff, I check that calendar and make sure there's no
conflicts.
Conflict is the word I was looking for.
It's filling up quickly. So you know, this year, if you've got something planned, maybe later in the fall, you know, check with us kind of as soon as possible, because we're booking up quickly, which is exciting. But I know it can also be frustrating if you're looking for for an event space.
Yeah. Well, lots going on, Melanie. This is these are exciting times at the museum.
It is. It's very exciting. It's exciting to be on staff, and it's also hopefully exciting for our members to be able to see us grow over the past year, and then certainly looking forward to the next, you know, year and beyond. So this year marks our 30th anniversary, which we're going to be celebrating, you know, in the winter.
Yeah.
But we've had members who have stayed with us for 30 years, and we have community supporters, obviously, who have been with us. So we're looking forward to the future.
Melanie Johnson, Dalton Bond. Dalton, congratulations on graduating in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
FAMVA.org, the Fredericksburg Area Museum. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Ted.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.